Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the Good News Show to you. It's a beautiful day in South Florida, Miami, Florida. We're broadcasting live to you this morning on November 23rd, 2009. The show's topic for today is gratitude, and we're going to have a very special guest on air with us. Today we'll be talking with Rosemary DeFaria, who has inspiring enlightenment towards living life. And I'm just so happy she's going to be on the show with us. And I do want to invite listeners to call in if you have a question or if you'd like to participate in the conversation. You can reach us at area code 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. If you want to send an email to us, you can send the email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow at yahoo.com. And for those of you who would like to take us on the go, you can sign up to be a member at our website, www.goodnewsshow.us. That's www.goodnewsshow.us. Just become a member, and then you can download us into your iPod and take us on the go with you. This is Patty Black, broadcasting live from Miami Beach, Florida. And I am on air with Sherry. Sherry, are you with us this morning?
I'm here. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everyone. It's really great to be here this morning right before Thanksgiving, and there's so much that we can be grateful for and to talk about it. If you happen to hear any noise in the background and any blenders going, we are calling you live from Starbucks on Miami Beach. So, you know, that's doing a show live, that's just what you get. You get what you get, and we're going to have fun with it today. So turn up your radio if you need to, and you'll be able to hear everything that we have to say, because the power of gratitude, how fabulous is that? You know, we all need to hear good news, and, you know, it helps us through the difficulties of everyday life, and it gives us the confidence to face the future. So, you know, gratitude unlocks the fulfillment of life. And when Rosemary comes on, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. So as soon as she's on, we're going to bring her on. Is she here?
I see her calling in, so let's see if we can bring her into the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Rosemary.
How are you?
Good morning. Welcome to the Good News Show.
Thank you.
It's great to have you with us this morning. So tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a psychotherapist in private practice. I have an office in Miami. I've been in practice for about 18 years. I work a lot with trauma. That is one of the areas of specialty, trauma, grief, and loss. And I am grateful for the work that I do, and I'm very grateful to be able to be here today to talk about one of my favorite topics, and that's gratitude.
Yes, I agree. So with the therapy that you do, you could tell us just a little bit about that. I know that trauma therapy is a little bit different in working with somebody than just working in regular therapy. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the differences?
Well, you know, I think therapy across the board is work, and it's deep work if someone is really there and motivated to do something, to learn about themselves. Trauma has many, many layers because obviously, if someone has survived something that is traumatic, oftentimes they carry it and they hold on to it for quite a bit of time. And so there can be layers and layers and layers of how the trauma has impacted their lives, impacted their ability to function or strive or to become who they really want to be. So in order to come and really do work on themselves, it requires a great deal of courage, particularly with people who are survivors, say, of sexual abuse. There is a lot of shame that comes with, you know, being a survivor. And so there can be a reluctance to come in and do the work in therapy. So to really make that step requires a huge amount of courage. But in the meantime, that person can be living with flashbacks, they can be triggered, they can be living in fear, their lives can really be, you know, they can be paralyzed. And so when someone comes in to do that work, it's very, very powerful. It involves, first and foremost, the telling of the story. It also involves being able to feel a lot of those feelings that perhaps they have shut down and not allow themselves to go into. So it's a great act of courage, and it's a privilege to be able to, you know, do this work and watch the transformation that happens mm-hmm. with people as they heal and grow and, you know, reclaim themselves.
Right. What an incredible the work that that goes with doing that, and to be able to see the transformations. That
really is. It's a blessing. It's a real blessing.
Yeah. Wow. Well, so my favorite topic is gratitude also.
Well, you know, Sherry, I think that gratitude is something that I came here to learn in this lifetime. And so I always love to talk about it because they say we teach what we need to learn. And I really feel that I keep learning more and more about gratitude, and I keep trying to deepen my practice. And it's just, you said it very, very succinctly, it transforms your life. In ways that, you know, you expect, and ways that are beyond your, you know, your wildest dreams. So, you know, I think that we're really lucky because in our culture, we have this lovely holiday, you know, that comes up in November. And so we actually have a reminder on the calendar, you know, that reminds us to be grateful, you know, and to take time and think about all that we have in our lives. You know, we have so, so much, and many times we, you know, we take a lot for granted. So mm-hmm. it's lovely that we have this, but I think, you know, beyond that, it's something that we should really practice on a daily basis. For those of you that are listening, or that will listen to this later on, I encourage you to maybe, you know, as you're listening, to just be still and, you know, go within and just start to call forth all the things that you are grateful for, you know. And I think when we do that, you know, we get those answers in waves, you know, in layers. And maybe the first things might be, you know, our home, or our car, or our, you know, our clothing, and our loved ones, and the food we eat. You know, for me, I think about all of those things. I think about the work that I do and how grateful I am. I think about Mother Nature and all that she gives to us. What, you know, what comes up for you, Sherry, when you think of gratitude?
Well, you know, I always like to talk about that gratitude unlocks the fulfillment of life, and it turns what we have into enough and more.
Right.
You know, it turns a house into a home. It
yep.
turns denial into acceptance. It turns chaos into order, confusion into clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast.
That's
right. For myself, right now, in the first thing that I can think of is I'm so grateful for my new car that I was just able to get, and that the money just happened to fall into my lap, and how excited I was about that. And I'm grateful for my health, the energy that I have every day to get up and run and go and exercise and just keep doing the things that I love to do. And I love to say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All through the day, I am constantly in the attitude of gratitude.
That's great. I think that is so important. I think that, you know, I don't know if you've ever kept a gratitude journal, but that is a wonderful practice. And, you know, you can buy a beautiful journal. You can, you know, get yourself a notebook. You can make a journal and decorate it in ways that, you know, resonate for you. But I think journaling and keeping a gratitude journal is a really wonderful process. And I encourage people maybe starting with this Thanksgiving holiday, you know, start with that. Maybe start this week. Don't wait till Thursday. And sit and be still and just go within. And the way to do it, I find, that will stay more of your routine is to do it at the same time, you know, either in the morning or in the afternoon or at the end of your day, whatever works for you. And start writing, and you'd be surprised how it just cracks you open, how it really opens your eyes to everything that mm-hmm. is around you. And it just, you know, it's a cumulative thing. The more you do it, the more grateful you are, the more grateful you are, the more you see to be grateful for, and on and on and on. And I think, you know, when we spoke, I think I spoke to you right on Inauguration Day last time, and we were talking about the power of manifestation and what we wanted to call in. And I spoke then about going deeper. And I think that I want to pick up at that point again today, because I think that many times when we're thinking about gratitude, we think about those things that come up right away, and that's great. We should give thanks for all of that. But what I would like to propose is that we go deeper. You know, it's easy to see what we're grateful for in the light, but it's not so easy to have a sense of gratitude about what's in the dark or what is heavy in our lives. And right now in particular, there's a lot going on. There's a lot of people that are experiencing all kinds of losses. And, you know, we're all impacted either directly, or our loved ones or our friends or our clients are either losing a job or losing their home. The animal shelters are loaded because people can't keep their homes and can't keep their pets, and they're surrendering their pets. There's so much loss going on. And it's hard to look at that and say, maybe there's something to be grateful for in that, right? It's hard to do that. But maybe the person that loses their job has had a passion that they've wanted to do something for so long, and this creates an opening for them. And all of a sudden they find that they're doing their life's longing. They're doing their life's work. Whereas if had they stayed in their job, they may not ever have been able to get to that place. And so what I would like to say or talk a little bit about today is just that there are nuggets of gold in all of our darkness, in all of our experiences, and we've all had pain. So, you know, that's a universal theme. We've all suffered. We've all had loss. I remember many, many years ago I was married, and my ex-husband came to me and he said, you know, I don't want to be married anymore. I want a divorce. And it was several days before Christmas. His timing was really bad. And in that moment, I was just completely devastated. I couldn't picture my life. I couldn't see a future. I couldn't, you know, I was just frozen in the moment. And now so many years later, I think about that. And I'm so grateful for him having mm-hmm. the courage to take mm-hmm. that step and speak the words that I couldn't speak in that moment. And although we both knew that we really no longer needed to be together, that it was no longer the right place for either one of us to be, he had courage in that moment. And what a gift that was for me and for him. And look mm-hmm. at how my life is today. I am so grateful. In that moment when he came to me and did that and said that, oh, my God, I thought it was the end. And so look at what light came from that darkness. And I think that if we learn how to go deeper and to look at those moments where we have had our darkest times, is there perhaps a part that has given us a gift? Is there a gift? And is there something that we can be grateful for? out of that. And I think that there is. You know, there really and truly is. And once we can get to that place, then our life really, it takes off. It takes on a whole new light, a whole new potential that we could not even have imagined, you know,
right,
in our smallness, in our, you know, in our stuckness. We couldn't imagine the potential of what lay ahead for us. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Yes. And I like how you put that. He had the courage to take that step. And
he truly, truly did. And now I look and I know how hard it was for him. And I knew that it hurt him, that he was hurting me. And my God, how beautiful that he would do that, you know?
Yeah.
Beautiful,
yeah,
that he took that step, that he gave both of us that gift. And I think that there's so much of that in our world today, in life in general. There's so much light in the darkness, but we don't always see it. And the answer is to go deeper and to go yet deeper once we think we've done the deep work, to just keep excavating that. I'll share a little bit more about my life to give you an example. I grew up in a home where there was violence and there was physical abuse and emotional and verbal abuse. And so, you know, one day I would do something and my parents, it would be cute and they would laugh. And the next day I would do the same thing and I would get a very different reaction. And so, you know, I grew up with a lot of fear and terror and darkness and sadness. Not very many people knew it. I went to school. I did really well in school. That was kind of my, you know, my saving grace. I put a lot of my energy into that. But I grew up, you know, terrified of these two people that were my parents. And I had a lot of anger and a lot of shame about that for a long time. And then I started doing, you know, my own work. And I worked very hard and I continued to heal and go deeper. And today I sit across from my clients who are dealing with their own trauma and their own terror. And I can sit and I can be with them in their terror and in their pain. And I can hold their gaze and I can say to them that I am here with you and that I can walk through this with you. And I can say to them that it will get better. And how do I know that? Because I know it. Because I was given the gift, so to speak, of learning through my own life experience. And I learned a lot in that experience. That was a very rich experience. There's no classroom that will give me that knowledge. There's no CEU, there's no, it doesn't matter how many letters I have after my name, there's no education that can give me that except life school, the school of life. And it taught me compassion. It taught me a heart opening that I could not have gotten any other way. And so I think that once I grieve and I heal, that now I need to have a sense of gratitude about that, because that has gone into making me who I am today and being able to do the work that I do in the ways that I do it. So out of the worst pain can be born something so exquisite, something that is beyond anything that any of us can imagine. We don't know the depths that we're capable of. We don't know, because we're in the midst of such devastation, you know. 5 years ago, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Another dark, dark, dark moment for me. I was furious. I was scared. I was upside down, inside out. I was looking at my own mortality. Every doctor I went to was telling me, do this, do that, do the other thing. And again, it was hard to see past that. You know, what comes past cancer? What's beyond cancer? What's there for me? Is there life after cancer? And boy, you know what? There certainly is life after cancer, isn't there? And I speak for many, 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 many people. It gave me an opportunity to go even deeper into my process, into my own healing, into taking control of myself and my choices. And to be honest with you, the person I am today, 5 years later, I don't think I would be this person without the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cancer was the impetus. It was the catalyst for all of this forward thrust for me, this growth for me, this, you know, rising up from the ashes, because you're completely, you don't know what's going to happen. But it enabled me to go into that darkness again and come out of it with so many blessings. And so do I have to say I'm grateful for that? Yes, I believe I do. I believe that I do have gratitude for that. So something that I really want, I think, to talk about today, because it's easy for us to be grateful for, you know, the things that are light and airy and, you know, and pleasurable, and we should be grateful for all of that. But I think that especially looking at everything that's happened in our world, how things are really, it's like a purification process almost. It's like the burning down so that we can rebuild, you know. And what are we going to get from the ashes? What are we going to get from our losses, from our darkest moments? Are we going to hold our resentments and stay stuck? Because we could. That's a choice. Mm. Or are we going to look and say, what's here for me? You know, where's that gold nugget? Where's the brass ring? And I guarantee you, if you look and you dig and you set the intention, you will find that there is something, that there is something for you if you're willing to go deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I love the way you put things, Rosemary. That's why I voted you as one of my number one shows over the past 2 years, because I love the way you put things and the way you encourage people and the way you truly come from your heart and so much knowledge that you have. And I, too, also, you know, feel that we have to be grateful for those difficult times, because those are the times that we grow the most.
Absolutely.
And,
absolutely.
You know,
and I know that if I were to sit down with you and Patty, you would tell me your story. We have our stories, right? We all have the places that we've been to, and we have a choice to say, you know what, am I going to allow this to cripple me? Is this going to be an anchor around my neck, or is this going to be the wind beneath my wings? Which is it going to be? And for all of us, you know, it can be the latter, because we have so much light and we have so much love and so much potential. That's really what we came here to do, and that's who we came here to be. And so even if we're given these challenges, which at face value look, oh, they look so horrible and they look so dark, if we continue to excavate and we continue to go deeper, there is a gift there. that is going to take us to heights that we didn't even imagine for ourselves. We are going to be able to become all of who we came here to be. And I don't think we could be those wonderful beings of light without those life lessons, you know? It just
It just doesn't seem like that would happen.
Because that adds the depth and the texture and the integrity to each and every one of us, right? Somebody comes to me and they say to me, you know what, I don't really want to tell this person that I was sexually abused because I'm really embarrassed and this and that. And I look at them and I say, you know what, when you tell me that story, I have so much respect and admiration for you, much more so than if you hadn't told me that story, right? Because, I mean, think of the being that survives something like that and goes on to live and love and laugh and thrive. You've got to admire that person, you know? That's somebody who's modeling such wonderful energy and behavior. And I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for everyone out there who has taught me through their life lessons, right? And I'm grateful for my own. And so I encourage all of you who are listening, again, you know, don't be afraid. There's much, much light in the darkness. And so as you are feeling grateful for all the things in your life, make sure you keep digging a little bit deeper because there's more. There's definitely more. And
right.
I want to read something, and you started it, Sherry, and maybe we can read it together. But it is entitled Gratitude. And it says, say thank you until you mean it. Thank God, life, and the universe for everyone and everything sent your way. Gratitude unlocks the fullness of life. It turns what we have into enough and more. It turns denial into acceptance, chaos into order, confusion to clarity. It can turn a meal into a feast, a house into a home, a stranger into a friend. It turns problems into gifts, failures into successes, the unexpected into perfect timing, and mistakes into important events. It can turn an existence into a real life and disconnected situations into important and beneficial lessons. Gratitude makes sense of our past, brings peace for today, and creates a vision for tomorrow. Gratitude makes things right. Gratitude turns negative energy into positive. There is no situation or circumstance so small or large that it is not susceptible to gratitude's power. We can start with who we are and what we have today, apply gratitude, then let it work its magic. Say thank you until you mean it. If you say it long enough, you will believe it. Today I will shine the transforming light of gratitude on all the circumstances of my life.
Wow, well, that says it all.
That is beautiful. And, you know, the message that you're giving today, Rosemary, is so, so grand. And it really takes gratitude to another level. And it's just inspiring both me and Sherry. I want everyone that I can get to listen to the show to listen to it, because I know that it was like we started earlier where, you know, we're grateful for our car, we're grateful for our home, we're grateful
right.
for our health. But if you really go to that dark point
yes.
and face it and go through the acceptance and appreciate it, because it's a part of who you are, it's so different compared to ignoring it, suppressing it, going through life numb.
Exactly.
I really feel once you get to that gratitude of that for that pain, you're living who you really are, and you can do just wonderful things. And I am so happy to have you on the show today.
Oh, thank you. I am so grateful. And I, you know, it couldn't have come at a better time, like I said, and I just honor both of you. for this show and the messages that you bring to people. I just really want to say that to you and really bless your hearts, because you are setting a really beautiful intention with this show.
Thank you.
Yes.
That's what our mission is to be able to bring the message out there so that, you know, people that are listening have something to relate to, you know, and they hear from all the people that were lucky enough and blessed enough to bring forward to be able to share. So thank you so much. What a way to start the week of Thanksgiving with that message. Living in the state of gratitude is probably the greatest gift that we can receive. And
absolutely.
It has just, you know, for me, it's just taken me to a whole other level. Also, you know, I've had years and years of drug addiction and alcoholic behavior.
Yeah.
And to be able to say I am grateful for that experience, because it's brought me to where I am today, where I can help others and I can
be
a shining star and example, and know that I don't have to live that way anymore and that I have choices. So
that's right.
It's great to be able to share with you this morning.
We have a few more minutes left. Is there anything that you'd like to share before we sign off?
Well, I would just like to say once again that I do work with trauma, with all different types of trauma individually. I do work with, you know, on corporate level. I do critical incident debriefing at banks and so on. But I also have a psycho-spiritual practice. I do energy work and I do Reiki. And so I work with many, many, many issues, you know, relationship, personal transformation, all kinds of emotional situations. So I would just love to put the word out there about my practice. I am located again in Miami. And can I give my phone number?
Yes, please.
My number is 954-966-3446. And my email is distincttherapy@bellsouth.net. And you can also go on my website, which tells you a little bit about myself. I also have an article that I wrote about my experience with breast cancer, which is published online. It's on my website. And my website is distincttherapy.com. Distincttherapy.com. So that's me.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you
so
much. So
many blessings to both of you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and to all our listeners.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you. And you also, and we do hope that we'll be spending some time together soon.
I look forward to that. Okay.
Okay. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So there you have it, listeners. You have been listening to Rosemary DeFaria, and she's a wonderful person. Get in touch with her. If you didn't have a pencil and didn't write down the website address, just contact us at the Good News Show, and we'll get that information to you. You can send the email to goodnewsshow@yahoo.com. That's GoodNewsShow at yahoo.com. This is Patty Black bringing the Good News Show to you live from Miami Beach, Florida.
And you have listened to Rosemary DeFaria, who is a ball of fire. Contact her. She is an incredible and amazing person, and she's out there to help a lot of people. And I am so grateful to have her on today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for giving us a 5-star rating every week. We love you. We wish you a great Thanksgiving week, and we will speak to you and see you, and hope you will contact us with information next week. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.